Actually, I don't know how long I'm going to preach this morning. Turn the mic down just a little bit. Actually, turn me all down just a little bit, probably. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's time to go. Are you ready to move? Actually, remember, watch the sides. Walk right in the middle, please. Amen. Guess who's going? Sister Trina. Are you going too? Praise the Lord. Maybe I'll go too. If you have your Bibles, turn with me, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I ran across a devotion this past week that I sensed that the Lord wanted me to think about. It's not that I've done a lot of studying on it, but I think it's important for us to remember where we are and where we're headed. So if I had a title for this message, it would be, Are You Ready to Move? Ready to Move. So, now that I've got a few people here today that understanding about moving, God knows where He wants us. Amen?
That's right, amen.
All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 says, For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house and not made with hands, eternal, say eternal,
eternal.
In the heavens. Come across this article and says this, The owner of the house, which I have occupied for many years, has given notice that he will furnish but little or nothing more for repairs. I am advised to be ready to move. At first, this was not a very welcome notice. The surroundings here are in many respects very pleasant. And were it not for the evidence of decay, I should consider the house good enough. But even a light wind causes it to tremble and to totter, and all the braces are not sufficient to make it secure, so I'm getting ready to move. It is strange how quickly one's interest is transferred to the prospective home. I have been consulting maps of the new country and reading descriptions of its inhabitants. One who visited has returned, and from him I learned that it is a beautiful beyond description. Language breaks down in attempting to tell of what he heard while there. He says that in order to make an investment there, he has suffered the loss of all things that he owned here, and even rejoices in what others would call making a sacrifice. Another whose love to me has been proven by the greatest possible test is now there. He has sent me several clusters of the most delicious fruits. After tasting them, all food here seems tasteless. Two or three times I've been down by the border of the river that forms the boundary and have wished myself among the company of those who were singing praises to the king on the other side. Many of my friends have moved there. Before leaving, they spoke of my coming later. I have seen the smile upon their faces as they passed out of sight. Often I am asked to make some new investments here, but my answer in every case is, I'm getting ready to move. The words often on Jesus' lips in his last days express vividly the idea going to the Father. We too, who are Christ's people, have vision of something beyond the difficulties and disappointments of this life. We are journeying towards fulfillment, completion, expansion of life. We too are going to the Father. Much is dim concerning our home country, but two things are clear. It is home, the Father's house. It is the nearer presence of the Lord. We are all wayfarers or travelers, but the believer knows it and he accepts it that he is a traveler, not a settler. Like many of you, there's many days, in fact, it may happen maybe once a day or twice a day. Sometimes it may happen to you 30 or 40 times a day. And you have to stop and think where you're headed. Is it worth doing what I'm doing? Is it worth suffering? I want you to know today that it is worth it. What you do for the cause of Christ is worth it. There are souls that are weighing in the balance. There are times that God will stop my work during the day, physical work, and He'll have me begin to think upon someone that is in need of prayer, that is in need of a miracle, that is in need of deliverance.
Yes.
My life is blessed when I see other people get blessed. It wasn't always that way. If I got blessed, that was the main thing. Amen? Through the years, God has showed me that it's more blessing to give than it is to receive.
That's right,
amen. In fact, now I got a note that I just saw. I actually read it. It said Mission Sunday. Wow, praise the Lord. So if you have something you'd like to give, amen, just bring it up to the altar and I'll see to it that Sister Sharon gets it for Mission Sunday. I'm not asking you to do it today, but if you see this up here, I might remind you that today is Mission Sunday. There are times that there's been missionaries, and there's times that I've talked to one of them, and we were praying at in our church for a specific missionary, and that missionary was getting the deliverance that he had need of where he was at that certain time, the very time that we were praying. So it's important for us to intercede for our missionaries. It's important for us to intercede for our president. Hello. It's important for us to intercede for the city. It's important for us to intercede for the world, if you will. So we have a purpose in this life. And our biggest purpose is to have fellowship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Someday, we're going to see Him face to face. And I'm so thankful for the fact that I know that I know that I know that I'm going to see Him someday. It's those times when the Lord reveals Himself, when you're going throughout that day, as you talk to Him and the mention of His name, and there's times you may not feel His presence, but you know that He's there.
That's right.
Because His Word says that He's there.
Yeah.
And especially when two or three are gathered together in my name. Amen.
Amen.
And you can ask what you will, and it's pleasing to the Father to give us, hello, our request.
Yes.
It pleases Him. But yet, we can't see Him. But He will at times reveal His presence in a way that we understand that He's here with us. As I was talking about, as I was peeling off this last board, and the Lord just engulfed me in His arms.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can explain it any better than that, but He engulfed me in His arms, giving me the peace that I had need of.
Yeah.
Hello. It was hard work. Amen. It was hard work. I'm just to say it was hard work. Say it's hard work, Pastor.
Hard work, Pastor.
It's hard work.
Hard work, Pastor.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I've been doing physical therapy. Amen. I've been having to go to physical therapy for my neck. As I'm going through this, I thought, man, I don't need to do the exercises right now. I'm doing them.
That's right.
It's using my biceps, it's using my legs. Some of you see my pictures on Facebook or whatever. But it's all worth.
Yes, it is.
There's times you can feel like giving up. It's not even a question. That even should not be in our mind. That's the devil's work. And it's the devil's playground.
That's right.
Amen. We got to repeat the word of God back unto the enemy so that those walls come down.
That's right. Amen.
Man, I tell you what.
Amen.
Devil was trying to overnight, even in my sleep, trying to get me down.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I got up, when I got my feet out of bed, I went into the other room because, you know, we got a small house, amen, and my clothes are in the other bedroom. Praise God, I'm still sleeping in the other bedroom, in the big bed. But my clothes are in the other room. Amen. So I go into the other bedroom, and I'm trying to get ready. Hello? I'm doing my exercise, get myself stretched out. Hello, yes, I got a leg that's got to be stretched out. Amen. And I'm thinking about those exercises, Brother Terry. This is Sunday. Maybe I should take a day off. Hello? The thought was coming, but I can't allow that thought to dictate how I'm going to respond. Amen. I've got to do what I know I got to do. Say, I got to do. What I know I got to do. I'm not going to let the devil stop me. Amen.
Right.
I'm not going to let my flesh stop me from what I believe the Spirit wants to do in my life. Somebody say amen.
Amen. Amen.
So here I was. Amen. And some of the thoughts that the enemy had put in my mind while I was sleeping. How many know that the Lord protects you while you sleep?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he does. 24/7.
Amen. But do you know you got some responsibility?
Yeah.
Amen. He likes to work with us. He's my partner, you know what I'm saying? Not partner in crime, but partner for the good. Amen. So here I am, and all of a sudden, what I had been dreaming came back, and I didn't like it. It wasn't of God, and I knew it wasn't of God. So as I was starting to peel on the stuff that needed to be put on, I started saying, Father, it says in your word, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We don't fight against flesh and bone. Come on, we don't fight against we fight against the principalities, the powers, the wickedness in the heavenly realms. I started repeating those scriptures that I've been repeating for many years. Amen. And all of a sudden, I started getting the freedom in the spirit realm. Hello.
Yeah.
I said, God was rising up inside of me.
That's right.
Come on now. I'm putting on the shield of faith. I'm putting on the helmet, amen, of salvation. I started putting on, well, my goodness, I started putting on that breastplate as I was getting ready for service. Are you hearing me? I started getting ready.
Yeah.
Hey, my God is alive and well.
Lord, yeah. Hallelujah.
You're not going to depress me. I'm not going, I know who I may have used to be.
Yeah.
Come on now. I know who I used to be, but I'm not that anymore. I will resist the devil.
Yeah.
But first of all, I've submitted myself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he shall flee from you.
Yeah.
Draw nigh unto God.
Yeah.
Draw nigh unto God.
Yeah.
Draw nigh. Come on, somebody say it.
Yeah.
Draw nigh unto God.
Yeah.
Draw nigh unto God. The Holy Spirit will come in and he will begin to deal with the enemy that comes against your flesh.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Amen.
Draw nigh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I said, devil, that's not me. Mm-hmm. Been working with another man that I love very much. He's working with submission, trust, forgiveness, all these things. I said, when I started talking to him, I said, you know all these things. I don't need to tell you. I said, in fact, you have wrote up more plans of restoration for someone else than I have. I was working the other day, and all of a sudden he started to get a little angry. Come on, I gotta stop doing that. Come on. And the Lord started to prompt me on some things. Talk to him. I said, all right. A few minutes later, I says, getting angry. I said, let me ask you one question. Can I ask you? He says, well, yeah, Pastor, I'm here to submit to you. I said, all right. Let me ask you one question. While you were going through that frustration, did you ever submit to the Lord?
Come on, Pastor.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Try it. Because the Bible says, submit thyself therefore to God.
Yeah.
Resist the devil and he shall flee. You see, too many times we try to resist the devil in our own strength.
Yeah.
Because we haven't submitted unto him.
Come on, Pastor.
You see, you want to understand the eternal. You want to know where you're going. God prepares us for where you're going.
That's
you're
right.
Headed to heaven.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to move. Are you
That's
hearing
right.
me today?
Amen.
We're just this is just temporary ground.
Yeah.
There's going to be a new earth and a new heaven.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
I'm going to be able to talk to Jackie. Hey, she might be clear over on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And I believe with all my heart, I'm just going to begin to think about it. Lord, I like
restoration.
In an instant, yes. In the twinkling of an eye, he's
yes.
coming back.
Oh, yes, he is.
And the dead in Christ will rise first. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the God.
Yes.
And those that remain will meet him in the air. I'm ready to move.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, but until then, I'm in this body.
Yes.
I'm in this temple.
Yeah.
And I got to submit unto him.
That's right.
Hello, hello, hello. He's training you.
Yes, he is.
Heaven is coming.
Yes, it is.
Heaven's on its way.
Woo,
but I'm here to tell you, we can enjoy a little bit of heaven right wherever we're at. For he promises to be with us as we go through our trials. He's promised us that we will not suffer for so long. Are you hearing me today? Soon there's not going to be any more death. There's not going to be any more suffering. There's not going to be any more crying. Oh, I'm here to tell you that it's going to be worth it all.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, preach it, Pastor. Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo, glory be to my God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Woo. Oh, under the trinity, under the hickey, under the woo. Glory, glory, glory.
Not going to be any more pain.
Woo, hallelujah.
Not going to be any more arts anymore. No more arthritis.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Not going to be any more Charlie horses.
Woo-hoo.
I like to call them daddy horses because my dad's name is Charlie. Hey, listen to me. My church, listen to me. My God is alive and well, and he will deliver you. You got to believe in the promises and start applying them to your life and watch and see what God won't do in you.
Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Oh, praise
He's faithful.
Yes, he is.
He's faithful. He's coming back.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, glory. He's coming back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. He's coming back.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah.
There's times during the day he'll begin to encourage you. You may think that it's all dead. Hey, listen to me. It is all dead to him. Hey, he's rising up in you a lot. Why is that? Hey, come on. Wherever the eagles are gathered together, they, come on. Wherever the carcass is, there the eagles
on,
will be gathered together.
Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo. I believe in the power of prayer.
Hallelujah.
I was talking to a lady the other day.
Thank you, Lord.
On the phone.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Pastor. It's good to hear from you. I said, well, what's going on? Well, I've been sick. I've been depressed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And physically, I just can't get up. I didn't feel like it. I'm thinking, well, praise the Lord, that's kind of where I'm at.
Come on, Pastor.
Somebody get a hold of that.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
So I just began to pray for her. I didn't feel nothing. But on the other end, oh, Pastor. Oh, Pastor. The power of God just fell out. Are you hearing me, Trent?
Yes. Amen. That's right. That's right. Come on, Pastor.
I'm thinking, not me. I'm not feeling it, but somebody on the other end is receiving something from God because you began to pray, began to believe God for somebody, and watch and see what God won't do.
Yeah, hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Ooh. How many years have you been coming now? I mean, regularly to the church. Has it been a year? Has it been two?
Off and on for years.
I know, but I'm talking about just recently, in the last year or two, you've become a faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember when you first came in?
Yeah.
You remember. Mm-hmm. I remember. And I remember prophesying over you, too. As you keep coming.
Yeah.
This is where you're at. As you keep coming, you're going to see deliverance take place in your body.
Yeah.
Hello. And hasn't that been true? You grab a hold of it. Hola, Mashita, Kito, Masia. Shala, Kuta, Kita, Mahato, Si. Kula, Rava, Shandra, Makiri, and Si, Siako, Koto. Shala, Rava, Koto, Kumaria, Si.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know, church, I have been there and still get there. And if it wasn't for the prayers of the church, oh.
Thank you, Lord.
If it wasn't for somebody coming along beside me.
Yes, Lord.
Oh.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'd still be in bondage.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, praise you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God wants to work through us.
Yes, He does.
God wants to work through us.
Yes, He does.
That healing's coming.
That's right. Amen.
That healing's coming.
That's right. Amen.
That healing's coming.
Woo, yes, it is, Pastor. Come on,
Pastor.
Hallelujah. Yes, come on.
It's coming.
It's
coming.
Yes, it is.
Hell, it's coming. The manifestation of healing is coming.
Yes, it is. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Woo. Glory, glory.
Ah, you got yes. That one, huh? Woo. That healing's coming. Oh, I may not feel it right now.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hell, but I'm latching on to that word.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm not letting go.
Yes.
No matter if depression's tries to sink in.
Right.
No matter if discouragement tries to sink in. No matter what somebody else may have to say.
Come on,
I'm hanging on to God's word.
Yes.
If I can't see it till I get to heaven, but I'm latching on to it now.
Yes.
From the time I give my life to Christ to the time He takes me home, listen to me. I have His promises, and
yes.
His promises are yes to amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Glory be to my God. Glory, glory, glory.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands. Eternal in the heavens. 2 Peter 1, 13 and 14 says, I think it right as long as I am in this body. Hello. As long as I am in this body, Peter says, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me. 1 John 3, 2. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will B has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is.
That's right. Amen.
2 Corinthians 4, 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay. To show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. Amen. 1 John 5, 19 and 20. We know that we are from God and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God. He is the eternal life.
Hallelujah. Yes. Come on, Pastor.
Hebrews 11, 10 says, for He was looking forward, who we're talking about, to Abraham, to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Hey, we're just strangers in this world. Listen to me. We belong to the heaven's realm.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
2 Timothy 1 and 12 says, which is why I suffer as I do, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that He is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Come on, Pastor.
I want you to know Liberty Tabernacle, when we started this church and I saw the vision that God given me, and I looked at the task and I said, it is impossible. Only through You is it possible. So as I was taking out that last board and I said, God, I'm starting to see even clearer now that it's going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah. Something has happened to real deal Liberty Tabernacle year after year after year after year. It is being risen up.
Yeah. Woo. Hallelujah.
So take that, devil.
Amen. Amen. Woo, hallelujah.
devil do anything he possibly can to destroy your vision.
Yes, he will.
And many people, children of God, are going by the wayside because they have lost their vision. Not here. Not while I'm pastor.
Amen.
The vision will continually, time and time again, be spoken unto this church as I'm pastor. Because I will not let the flame die that's in my heart.
Amen. Come on, Pastor. Amen. Yes.
I will not let it die. The devil's tried to kill me over and over and over again. But I'm here to say he's still the I Am.
Yes, he is. Woo! Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Oh, praise you, Lord.
2 Corinthians 5:4, for while we were still in this tent, we groaned, being burdened. Not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that his mortal may be swallowed up by life. Amen. John 14:2-3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also.
Yes.
Job 19:25-26. For I know that my Redeemer lives.
Yes.
And at the last, he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God.
Yes, right. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah.
Where are you moving to? Are you ready to move? Are you ready to move? You're going to be moving from this world right into the other. Eye has not seen nor ear hath heard of the things that God has planned for those who love him. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to be a beautiful.
Oh, yes.
The other day we was talking, a young man was thinking about, you know, I went to a church the other day and they were just singing the whole time. They were singing about these Gather songs and some other group songs. And I just said this, well, praise the Lord. Well, I don't care for that kind of, you like rap music? No, I really don't. You like that metal music? No, I really don't. Well, I didn't really like that music. I said, yeah, I know. I said, did you pray about it? You see, my God will keep me in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon him.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
You may not like something. You may not like somebody about something about another individual. But my God says you got to forgive.
That's right. Amen.
He said, I've forgiven you. And if you're, hey, come on. If you cannot forgive, then you're not forgiven.
That's right. Amen.
Hello? You got to be able to forgive. You got to be able to go to that other person and say, you know what? I'm sorry.
Right.
Or what you've done to me, I'm forgive me. Mm-hmm. There's times that I've went to different people and I said, please forgive me. Hello. And probably I just need to forgive. I need to let go.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
That's a sacrifice of love.
Yeah.
Love means that even if your hurt, you still forgive. You still go on. You still keep on loving.
That's right.
And if you can't forgive, then you still have ought in your heart.
Yep. That's right.
Hello.
Amen.
And pride won't let you.
That's right. Oh, come on, Pastor.
Fear won't let you.
That's right.
If I do that, they're going to think I'm weak.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Make my day.
Mm-hmm.
When the people came against Moses, what did Moses do? He tore his garments and got prostrate before the Lord. God forgive him. Hello. God forgive me for the mess that I caused. If you will not forgive them, then do not forget me. Write my name on the book of life. I tell you what. There must have been a Holy Spirit there.
Yeah.
There's some things that come out of my mouth that I go, wow. Yeah, it's got to be God, because in my flesh I would say, Good. My brother-in-law one time, he was in Vietnam. Whenever he saw the Vietnamese, when he came home, he was just getting a rage. Gave his life to Christ, and he told God, he says, Lord, I'm having trouble forgiving them. He saw people blowing up, some of the men blowing up, some of the things his kids did.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
It wasn't too long after that, he saw this car. I mean, he was a pretty big guy. He saw it like this Volkswagen car going down the road, and it stopped. He was behind them, stopped in the middle of the road, and next thing you know, one person gets out, and another person gets out, another person gets out. About six people get out of the car, leaving just the driver, amen. And they tried to push this car, and they weren't able to push it. He said, I didn't even think about it, I just got out. I got my hands and arms behind the back of that vehicle and just started pushing it, and they were able to get it started. He said, I got up. And I began to look, and the Lord opened my eyes, and all six of them men were Vietnamese. Mm. He said, God delivered me right there.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
He had me do something, but it wasn't in his strength, it was in God's strength.
That's right. Amen.
I'll never forget that. It's helped me many times in the area of forgiveness.
Yeah.
You see, God's able to do all things.
That's right. Amen.
And when you think you don't have the strength to do something, as you submit unto him.
That's right.
You can't resist the devil without submitting unto God first. Mm-hmm. Because you'll do it in the flesh, and the flesh will just mess it up. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, there's someday we're coming home.
Yes, Lord.
You're going to call us home.
Yes, you are, Lord.
Lord, I just ask today, Lord, that you'd help us to be ready to move. If there's anyone here this morning, as Sister Daisy comes to the PM, say, Lord, I'm not ready to move. Make me ready. Church, I want you to know there's times that God gives me a lot of different things and vision. And I said, Lord, I'm not ready. You're going to have to make me ready. I want you to know this morning I had nothing ready. Nothing. And I sat there in my chair as I tried to work with the computer, this and that. And I was tired. I just sat in my chair, got down on my knees a couple of times, said, Lord, I can't do this. This is up to you. What do you have for today? All I had was this one scripture and this little article. And I preached for half an hour. It's because he takes over.
Yes, he does.
He keeps teaching me over and over and over. And I want to be prepared. And I told the Lord, I said, this time I am not prepared. I don't feel I'm prepared. And he had me get down on my knees again up here on this platform. And finally said, done, you're ready. I said, well, praise the Lord. If you say I'm ready, then I'm ready.
That's right.
So you got to wait till you're ready.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to pray through on some things. Lord, am I ready?
Mm-hmm.
Am I ready to face this individual?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Am I ready to face this relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Let him make you ready.
That's right.
Am I ready for this move? Whatever major obstacle that's coming into your life, are you ready for the move?
Yeah.
Will you let him move? Amen?
Amen.
This is your time. If there's anyone here this morning wants to take some special time with the Lord this morning, just make your way up to this front. And I know pretty soon there's going to be extra steps coming to the front because the platform's going to be farther back.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But I'm hoping that as we put more chairs out, hello.
Yeah.
Now Jackie won't be sitting there, but she'll be sitting up here.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Woo. And wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice that our whole church would say, you know what? I'm not sitting back any longer.
Come on,
I'm not
Pastor.
Sitting middle way any longer. I'm sitting up front.
Woo! Hallelujah.
I want to be where
right.
the anointing's at. Oh,
that's
yeah,
right.
I know how that anointing can be back there, too. I felt it. I've sat just about every other area of this church just to see where the anointing was. If it's by Sister Julie, I'm going to be sitting by Sister Julie. Are you hearing me today?
Yes.
If it's by Alexis, I'm going to be sitting by Alexis. You see me do it during services.
So, well, pastor, that's that what you're saying is that money's not. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
I know. It is. I know. But there's times I just need a little extra grace.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I want to sit where the joy is.
Yeah.
I want to sit by the people who are gifted in the Lord. Somebody may have some joy. This is some joy.
Oh, come on, Senator. Yeah.
Somebody might have a little hospitality. I want to sit next to that person. Yeah. Amen. Some's a little bit more merciful than others. I definitely need to sit by them. Amen. Come on.
That's right.
I want to sit by somebody that God uses in a lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
I want to sit by the person that's got a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
I want to sit by that person that knows the word of God.
Yeah.
But you know, I talked with Brother Samson. He said, Pastor, you know, that's good, I know. He says, you know, that the more I'm in this word, the more it seems like I don't know.
Fair enough.
I said, you got it.
Yeah.
You got it. Would you come? Father, we give you thanks. Praise for you.
This life is a journey. Lord, I'm
anybody here from joy in the middle of the For Monday, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm going to do two on Tuesday. And I'll be back Tuesday night. So Thursday will be three. That's right. Also, just those who have keys, your keys will work for these locks. And the good thing about this, these are those nice locks where I can change the little key and change it to a different key real easily. But here, I like them too. So a lot of contractors like give them one key and then when they're all done, they just turn it. They don't even have to turn keys yet, so you can switch the lock. So that's what we got on these. Pay a little bit more money on them, but it's a good. It's a double lock system. So if somebody's in here, oh, I forgot my key, you can lock the bottom and shut it. At least you got the bottom locked. Okay, so you got the bottom and the top lock. You want to lock both of them, but just be sure to at least get the one lock. Also, leave the light on in the porch area for the night. And plus, I want to leave the kitchen light on for now until we get the lights on the outside. So, if you're in here, check. Remember, leave that light on. If you want to
questions? Tonight after service, we want to stack up these chairs and kind of put them towards the middle.